Today's daf is daf lamed. So we're in the top of the Mishnah there. Hashofech mayim b'rishus rabim, a person who pours water. Remember, they didn't have sewer systems back then, so everything was dumped into the streets. So they poured the water into rishus rabim. Behuzak behem acher, and somebody gets damaged on them. Chai benisko. So the person who poured out the water in rishus rabim, who caused him to slip and ruin his clothing, he's chayv to pay the nezek. Hamatsniya es hakot as a kukis, person who hides off his thorn or glass. The godas a gidder with kotzim, where he builds a fence out of thorns. The gadar shenegedish enafal, the fence that falls. The shesharabim huzka behem achem, others get damaged from these thorns and the glasses. Chay ben ezikin. So the person who's matzniya, the person who hides it, the person who builds in such a way such a fence, he's chay ben ezikin. We saw this quoted earlier yesterday's daf, I think. So the Gemara says now amarav lo shano elo dinatvu kele b'mayim. It's only true that if his clothing or other kalim get dirty from the water. Aval hu asma pater karkam olam hezikasa. But if he falls and impact causes damage, breaks a leg, that he's not chai, because that's the karka olam. The karka caused, the impact caused this damage. I don't own the karka. Only if my water damaged and ruined his clothing, I had muddy water, got him dirty, only then would be a problem. Would I be chai?
Only dry.
Exactly, dry clean, right. Amalei Rav Huna Rav Lo Yehi Ela Kiravsho. It should be no different than Ravsho. What's Ravsho? Says Rashi. Top line Lo Yehi Ela Kiravsho. Hamashlich Zvalo B'Rishus Rabim. Guy throws all his waste into Rishus Rabim. Milo Mechayev Kilof Kiro. Is he not Chayev when he's not Mafkirt? Hachanami Ravsho Hudazke. Hitroso. It's the mud. Shenisarvu Hamayim Va'Ofer Nasetit V'Shlohu. It's the mud that caused him damage. So from the fact that it says it has I'm chayv to pay for kalim, it must be where I was not mafkirit. Because remember, the klal is, keep remembering, a boar, I'm only chayv a boar if an animal gets damaged. Boar velo kalim, rather, shor velo kalim. If my kalim get damaged in a boar, I'm not chayv, the baal boar is not chayv for kalim. So for the fact that we say here that you're chayv to pay for the guy's kalim, it must be that this is not a case of boar here. Because boar would be pater and kalim.
You can't, gabi a boar, you have a boar, which is rabbin, there's no other way of having kavanah not to have it. In other words, it's either there or not.
No, if I'm mafkir, so here, then it becomes a boar.
Here, if you're throwing it outside, is your kavanah to get rid of your waste?
So that's what Rashi's saying here, that if I don't plan on being mafkir, it has to be a case where I was not mafkir. I don't know why, but I wanted the water to be there and still hold on to it. Because it had it been hefker, yeah, to make manure and bring it back in, exactly. So if I were the mafker, then that becomes, I don't own it, and it becomes a boar then. And a boar is pater and kalim. So, but here it says, I'm chayv and kalim. So it can't be boar, it must be mamon, it must be still my mamon that I own. Okay. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush here? Lo ye ela kiravsho, it's no different than regular mud that I own that causes damage. What's the chiddush here? So the Gemara says, Mi svara till dilo tamumaya. Who holds that the water didn't get wiped out? Bidu tamumaya. What does that mean? Rashi says mi svara. Narrow line down. Mi svara dilo tamumaya. Elo nichlasu v'nasa refesh. Who said that the water, was completely mixed together? Bidu tamumaya v'nivlu v'kamari. It got completely absorbed. Vein kain refesh. There's no mud here. It got absorbed and it's completely dry now. That's what we're talking about here. So the question is, how do you get any damage then? If the water got completely absorbed and there's no mamon of mine left, so what caused damage then? That's where the Tosafot point this out?
Yes. You stepped on the mud.
It doesn't mean all the water seeped in. Small amount remains above the surface, but not enough to make mud.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So what's the refesh?
So there's no refesh. In other words, there's no refesh here. Water absorbed, but there's a little bit of water. Right, exactly. It's not refuge, it's just water. I slipped on water, someone slipped on water. Or in our case, it's water on a street. That's been a paved, they didn't have paved streets then. Water falls on paved street, so there's no mud that's being created there. So just the guy slips on water and he gets dirty from the water. Fine. The Gemara says further, Vitarti Lamali, why do you need two cases here? Which two? First, look at Rashi. Rashi says, you see Rashi four narrow lines down, Vitarti Lamali. Why do you teach me Lashmi'inan Bimasisan Tin of Kalim? We have two different Mishnayos talking about that I'm responsible to pay for the guy's clothing that got dirty. V'hotanina Leah, we already learned this in a previous Mishnah, Nishbura Kadu Bershus Rabim, V'huchlok Echa B'mayim. where a guy gets slips in the water, and Okmi Rav says that's a case, Nami Bidilo Hefkirin Ubitin of Kalim. It's a case where the guy dumped water, and I was not mafkir my water. I still own that water, and a guy gets his clothing dirty on my water. So we have two back missions teaching us that if my water causes damage, I have to pay for those Kalim. So why the double? So says the Gemara, Chada Bimos Hachama, Chada Bimos HaGeshamim. Talking about different seasons. One's during the rainy season, one's during the summers. The Tani, the Raisa tells us, Kol Elu Shamu Poskin Bivosein. All those cases that we said, they're allowed to open up, what do they say Yivosein are? Like the sewers of some sort? Definition of that?
Waste pipes.
Okay. So you open up your waste pipes when you're allowed to, the Gorfin Marosein, and you could kind of shovel out, clean out your caves or perhaps your garages. Bimosachama, that you're allowed to during the summertime. Ein lahem rishus, you're not allowed to do it during the summertime, but bimosavakshamim yesham rishus. But you are allowed to do this during the rishus during Yimosavakshamim. Even though I'm allowed to, because during the rainy season, all the streets are messed up anyways. It's watery, it's muddy, so throwing my waste out there and all my garbage, it just adds to the mix. So even though I'm allowed to send my waste to the streets, if someone trips on my garbage, then I'm chayav to pay. So we say from here, that's the halacha we're teaching us here. Even though...
between the Geshem and Yomayim.
No, I think what it says after Sukkot's time is Eretz Yisrael, at least after Sukkot until Pesach, that's allowed.
Yeah, and if somebody sleeps, how do you mean?
Oh, what caused the damage?
I mean, you can say it's not me, it's the rain.
All right, so you have to figure out what caused that. If you don't know, so then it becomes a motzi mechaveir alav haraya. You have to bring a proof what caused you to slip. But if it's clear that my garbage caused you to slip, then I have to pay. So that's the halacha. One mishnah telling us that Yimos HaChama, if I send my waste out and a guy slips on the water, I'm certainly chayiv. And even during Yimos HaGeshamim, even though I'm allowed to send all my waste out to the streets during Yimos HaGeshamim, if it does cause damage, I'm chayiv as well. That's what we learn from the second mishnah. Marnach says two dots, quotes from the mishnah, Matzniya as a quote. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu elo b'mafriach, we saw this yesterday. The only time I'm chayiv is if the thorn or glass is sticking out. I've been mitamtim if I really stuff it into the wall where it's nothing's protruding, then lo, I'm not chayiv to pay. My taima, pater. Why my pater? I'm the one who stuck the needle in the wall that caused the guy damage. So I'm a ravacha bere deravika, like we saw yesterday. Lefi shein darchan shel bnei adam lischacheich b'ksalm. People don't normally walk and rub against the walls. You know, walking like touch along the walls. It's disgusting. So if a guy does that, I'm not expected to people do that. And he's stuck, rummages by my gate and sticks his hand in my gate and gets cut. I'm not responsible for that. That's why you're potter. But if it's sticking out and gets in the way of people walking, so then I would be chayef. Gemara quotes the Brisa, Tanur Rabbanan Hamatznia Kotasi of Yitzchiyos of Latoch Kosel Shechaver. Let's say I put it in my friend's fence. Uba Bal Kosel Vasasar Koslo Vinafel. The owner of the Kosel, not knowing that that's there, destroys the wall and the wall falls onto Rishus Rabbim. Vizeko, and that thorn caused damage, chayv hamatznia. The Baal Kol, I'm not responsible. I didn't know that there were nails and a piece of glass stuck in there. So the matznia, if I could somehow look in the security camera, who was matznia, so then that matznia would be chayv. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shana el b'kol zeruah, it's only true by if there's a weak wall. Meaning, I'm walking by, I see that wall's pretty weak and it's cracked. I stick it in there. That's my responsibility because it's likely that that wall is going to come down very soon. So I have to expect that that thorn is going to fall into Rishus Rabbim and cause damage. A Bakosa Bari, but a very strong wall, which I don't expect to be destroyed, Hamatznia, Pater, then I would be Pater. V'chai Baal HaKosel, but then the Baal HaKosel is Chai because I guess he should expect that people, since it's a strong wall, people do hide things in their wall from the Rishus Rabbim. And as the Baal HaKosel, and I destroy it and not get into the Rishus Rabbim, I should have cleaned everything up to make sure there is nothing dangerous left in the Rishus Rabbim. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, so Maris, this comes to teach us, HaMechase Boro Bidalyov Shel Chavero. So if let's say a guy covers a pit with someone else's pail, Uba Bal Dili, the guy who owns the pail, says, that's mine. Vinato Dalyov, he takes his Dili away, Chayev Bal Habor. The Bal Habor is Chayev.
This is not bucket.
What did I say? A pail is the same thing as a bucket. Same thing. So the guy, so I can't use your item to cover my boar. I should expect that you're going to take back your bucket when you want. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course a Baal Bor is chayv. I had no right to cover it in the first place with someone else's pail. Gemara says, Pshita. Mal, the same, what would I have thought? Hasam hu dilo haviyadei, dilo dai. There, he didn't have to tell the guy, val hacha diyadilei havalei liyadiyei. What's going on? You look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Mal, the same, lo dami, they're not similar. The hasam, mishim hachi lekali chiyuvei lebal koso, dilo haviyadei, lematsnia, dilo dei, shevav yital kotosav. When the guy's matsnia in my wall, a guy sticks a piece of glass in my wall, so the reason why the Baal Kosel is not responsible because the matsnia doesn't have to tell the Baal Kosel that he stuck a thorn in. Aval Baal Hadili, the Adil Baal Habor, the Barle Lil Dieshu, no Tosin Delio, the Baal Bor, I should have told the owner of the bucket that I'm taking his bucket. So therefore, of course, I'm Chayv. So therefore, what are we saying from here? Ah. I mean, I'm not going to take David's bucket on my own. That's stealing. I obviously told him. From the fact that I told him I'm using his pail to cover my boar, you would think that I would be potter, and if he takes the pail away, he should be chayiv for doing that. Kamash Milan, still nonetheless, I'm still chayiv because I own the boar. The Baal HaBoar is chayiv, the Baal HaKosel is chayiv, even though he knew about it. Finally, Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanon, interesting Brisa now, Chasidim HaRishonim, the earlier Chasidim, Hayu Matznin, Kotoseim, V'zichuyoseim, V'zichuyoseim, V'soch HaSadoseim. The righteous people would want to avoid any nezek. So any thorn, any broken glass, they would hide in their own fields. U'mamikin lahen gimel tvachim, they would go dig them 3 tvachim deep. When they'd be plowing through the land, they wouldn't get stuck. You're busy mowing the lawn, it gets kicks up some grass and kicks up some glass and some nails. So to avoid that, they go 3 tefachim, around a foot deep they would go. So that's what they would do, to avoid any damage. Rav Sheshes, Shadilei Benura, Rav Sheshes actually would burn them. Rava Shadilei Bedagalasa, he would actually throw them into the river. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, high man, the Baile Meve Chasida. A person wants to be a Chasid. We mentioned before a Chasid, the Chasidim Rishonim. You know what it means to be a Chasid? Lekayim Mile Dinezikin. A person should learn Nezikin. You have to know sensitivities. That's what it means to Chasid. A Chasid, I always tell people that what makes a Gadol is not what he knows in Torah. That's a prerequisite. But what distinguishes a Gadol versus a Talmud Chacham is his sensitivity, his Nezikin, how he is to people. Bein Adam L'Chavero. All the stories, many of the stories that we read, the greatest, to my the greatest stories of the art school books are the Bein Adam L'Chavero, the sensitivity, not how much they learned, how much Shas, how many times they went through Shas, or how many hours they learned. That's okay, great, but we can't match that. It's the sensitivity that we can meet, we can be sensitive like they are. That's to me the greatest stories that you find. So to be a chassid, says Rav Yehuda, if you want to be a chassid, learn Mili Nezikin, which means, again, how to be sensitive to your neighbors. Rav Amar Mili Davos, also, how to have proper midos. And Amri Le others say Mili De Brachos. Learn brachos, which is an interesting one. So the way they end up explaining the three is that, I think this is the classic explanation, is that nezikin is bein adam lechavero. Avos is bein adam lematzma. How do you have your own just proper midos within yourself, working on yourself? And brachos is bein adam lemakom. Those are the three categories that we have. If a person learns all of these three areas, he'll be a chassid.
That's it, right?
Rav Shechter says, it's not so hard to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Just learn Tanakh, you learn Shas, the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so big, not so hard, not so much to learn. You have to learn all the Sfarim, you just learn the basics. Not so hard. Okay. Though, I'm fine. Says the Mishnah, HaMotzi is Tivno V'kashel Shisar Abim Lizvalim. A person takes out all his bad straw and the hay stacks into Shisar Abim to create Zevel, to create it, to use as manure. V'huzak behem nacher, and someone else slips on them, he's chayv to pay benizko. V'chalakodem behem zoch, and someone else who actually goes and wants to grab it, is allowed to grab it. If he wants to use that as fuel, firewood, or anything else, he's allowed to take it. It becomes hefker. So even though it's hefker, someone else could take it. At the same time, I'm responsible for any damage that causes. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer.
So
the Gemara is going to explain exactly what status it is. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Call Mekalkalin, Mershisar Abim, V'Hezeko, Chayavim L'Shalim. All things that cause damage, I'm chayav to pay for the Hezek. Rashi says here, look at Rashi explains what the difference is. Kol Makalklin Birishis Rabim, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Ol and Shemaya, the Tanakama, the Lo Karnis Elo Bishvacha. He understood the Tanakama saying that you only penalize the Shvach, any additional benefit, any produce that this hay, the straw turns into, only Shvach alone. Aval Gufo Lo, but you can't take the straw itself. Tanakama held, at least according to Rashbag's understanding, that when you place the straw out in the base in the Rishis Rabim, anything that it produces, any additional manure, or whatever, however it works, you can take the additional, the shvach, but the actual piece of straw, that you can't touch. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that no, you can even take the guf, even the straw itself, you're allowed to take, you leave it over. When you let something go bad, something goes waste, so like, bread becomes moldy. When you put straw out there, it starts to decompose, and there, I don't know what they are exactly, but it turns into dirt and things that are helpful for growing growing plants and flowers and fruits. So as it begins to turn into that manure, let's call it, so then anything that it produces, that manure, can be taken, but the actual initial straw cannot be taken according to the Tanakhama. Yeah, even though we have to figure out what the status is, the Gemara will discuss. But Rashbag holds, even the guf item, actual item, you're allowed to take as well. Then the Mishnah concludes, and he also agrees, anybody who first come, first serve. So the Gemara is going to flesh out this machlok is clear. A guy who's flipping over this some of his waste, he's rolling it. And Rishis HaRabim, Huzak Behem, we saw this Mishnah quoted earlier, and somebody gets damaged, Huzak Behem Acher, Chai Benisko, you're Chayif. Okay, so Gemara says, Lema Masisin Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Who's Rabbi Yehuda? The Sani, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishas Hatsas Zvalim, the times when a person is allowed to take out all the waste to the Rishis Rabim, are the Motsi Zvalim, Rishis Rabim, the Tzovro Kosol Shem Yom. A person is allowed to take it out when it's normal, when it's that season, to take out Zevel, what's normally done. So you're allowed to. You have every right to do that, and you can let it grow and build up for 30 days. So in order for people to step over, and part of the crushing and the decomposing of these, it turns into manure that's helpful for the growing of things. You're allowed to. When Yeshua gave out the land, this is one of the conditions that he said, the condition that you allow everyone to place a zevel in the Rishis Rabim to benefit to the fields and growing of Eretz Yisrael.
So where's the chayav?
What?
So where's the chayav?
So you see, from here that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do it, and therefore you be pater. That's the Havamina. Someone else gets damaged, so it's not. Rabbi Yehuda is not like a Mishnah which says you're chayiv. Or it says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda can be our author. Moder Rabbi Yehuda, even though he says you're allowed to do that, he's modish shim hizik mashalim nashizik. But if someone gets damaged, you're still responsible. Certain things you're allowed to do. You're allowed to drive the car, but if you cause damage, then you have to pay for the damage. So we have Tanam, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bener Hanukkah Pater Bnei Shuv Rishus? I'm allowed to light my Hanukkah candle outside, and if it causes damage, the Gama walks by and catches fire, I'm Pater because I had every right to. So when you have Rishus to do something, I'm actually Pater Nezik. To which the Gemara answers, My Lab Mishum Rishus Bezdin. Same idea as the Rishus Bezdin to place the Zevil in the Rishus Rabbim. Lo Mishum Rishus Mitzvah. No, Mitzvah is a different level. Rishus of Bezdin to do Zevil, that's a Heter. But the responsibility of a hezek, rishus of a mitzvah, I'm permitted. Am I even putter in the nezek? The Tanya, the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah putter mipnei shu rishus mitzvah. So there are three categories. There are things that also to put out in the rishus rabbim. There's things that rishus bezdin b'am chay v'nezek, and then there's rishus mitzvah, which I'm putter from nezek as well.
You understand the
shulchan mitzvah in the zaken? So that's the person himself,
right?
Right. All those examples that we permit a person to damage Rishis Rabim, that you're allowed to put Zevil on the Rishis Rabim, if it causes damage, I'm chayav to pay for it. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly says I'm pater, even in the case of Rishis Bezdin. So Rabbi Yehuda therefore can't be our Mishnah. So comes along Amar of Nachman, Masnisin b'shelo b'shas Hotzas Zvalim. Behudahi. Our Mishnah is a case where it wasn't during the time of Shas Zvalim, and that's why you're Chayv. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. But Bishas Zvalim, Bishas Hotzas Zvalim, that's the Machlokas. Again, when it's not the time of year to put the Zevel out, everybody agrees you're Chayv, even Rabbi Yehuda. When it is the time to put it out, then there's a Machlokas whether you be Chayv or Pater. Rav Ashi says differently. Rav Ashi says, going on to the top of Amud Beis now. Tivno v'kasho tanan mishum demishake. No, you're allowed to put anything out. You could put waste out and be putter. Our Mishnah is talking about certain types of straw and hay, that these things are very slippery. And Rashi explains, the mechayiv dadayin lo nasa zevo, they're not yet manure, they're not soft. The kashanim, umachlikin behen, and they're hard and they're slippery, people will get damaged. So dafka, in the case of kashin v'teven, is the Mishnah when even Rabbi Huda thinks you're chayiv. But once it begins to soften and turn into zevel, that's when Rabbi Huda says, you are pater. Different, depending on the material. Now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah called Kodem Hen Zacha. Whoever comes, when I take out my Zevel, put it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though I'm Chayiv in any Nezek, anybody else is allowed to take it away, call Kodem Zacha. So I'm a Rav, Bein Begufen, Bein Beshvachen. When the person can, when he wants to take my Tevel, he could take Bein Begufen, the actual Tevel, and he can even take the Shevach, all the manure that it's produced. V'zi'im Yamer Beshvachen V'lo Begufen. He argues, no. You can only take the shevach, only the manure that's been produced, but the actual items themselves, that's not allowed to be taken. That's the machlokas Rav and Ziri. So, what's the machlokas here? Rav savar kanso gufan mishum shvachan, v'ziri savar lo kanso gufan mishum shvachan. So, everyone agrees that the shevach, the reason why the guy put it out there is to create shevach, to create this produce, this manure. So, we're giving a penalty for that produce that he violated. He did that. That's the isser. You cannot, make a gain at the expense of people. So the question is, when they made the knas on the shevach, did they also extend the knas to the guf itself? That I can even take the guf. Really, the guy owns it. I wanted my tevin to turn into zevel, so I still have ownership to it. So it's not really hefker. But Chachamim made a knas, since it could cause damage, they made a knas on the shevach, so I don't make any gains from this. So I can't get any of the shevach. But did that knas go so far even to apply to the actual guf item or not? That's the machlokas between Rav and Ziri. Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Now, Tanan, the Mishnah says, "Ha'hofech has a galal b'rishis rabim." A guy who starts flipping over, turning over the galal, all the waste in rishis rabim. V'huzak behen acher. Somebody else gets damaged. Chayev in this guy. I need to pay the damage. V'ilu kol them zachalokatani. But it doesn't say that even though I'm being hofech, a guy's allowed to take it. Why not? Shouldn't there be a knas on me having to place this by me putting it into the rishis rabim? The Gemara says, "Tanan the reishim who didn't the safe." No. Already mentioned the Reisha called Kodem Zacha. In a Hanami, that also applies to the Seifa as well. It meant to say it. It should have said it. V'hatani Allah asur mishum gezel. No, it doesn't say it's asur to take the whole fechas agalal. It's isur gzela. It's not hefker. Mara says, ki katani asur mishum gezel akulam asisan kai. La'osam shekodem v'zacha. No, what it means is, the isur gzela applies to the entire Mishnah. And it's referring to the person who's called Kodem Zacha. Meaning, I put my zevel out in the Rishus. I'm hofech the galal in Rishus Harabim. So now call them zacha. So now Andy goes ahead and takes the galal. He's allowed to. Now he has full ownership to the point where there's an isrik zela for Avi to go ahead and take that from Andy. That's what it means. Not there's an isrik zela to take the initial zevel. That's once permitted. Once you're koneh, then there's an isrik zela. That's what's going on here. It doesn't say that. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, "Hamoti tivno v'kashol or shitarabim, the zvalim v'uzak ben acher chay benisko." The Mishnah says, "If I put that out into the shitarabim, I'm chay ben nezek." V'chol called them hem zacha u'motem mishum gezel. It says you actually motem mishum gezel, going only on the case of the tivno. When it comes to hofech as a galal or shitarabim v'uzak ben acher chay v'asem mishum gezel, it's not going on the entire Mishnah. Iser gezel applies to hofech as a galal. And the mutter gezel is referring to the first case. So that cannot be pshat. So then the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Galal Karamis. You're asking a kasha from Galal? Davar Sheishbo Shevach Kanto Gufo Mishum Shvacho. Davar Sheimbo Shevach Lo Kanto. There is no Shevach when it comes to the Galal. How do they define Galal anyways? What do they say Galal is?
Zevel.
It's Zevel, yeah? It's saying that it already is Zevel, I guess.
It's the waste of an animal.
Okay. So it already is Zavel, apparently. It doesn't have any Shevach to it. I'm just rolling it around to get to the next place. There's no Shevach to be gained from here. So therefore, there's no Knas. So that's why there's no Knas. That's why we don't say Kol HaKodem Zacha. The only reason why we said Kol HaKodem Zacha, not because I'm Mafkir. We're not talking about Hefkir at all. I want that Zevel to become Zevel more and come back to my Rishus. It's all Hefkir. It was a Knas that the Chacham instituted, that I cannot have a benefit at somebody else's expense. So I'm using the Rishis Rabim to create more Zevel. They made a Knas on me. But by a gala, which already is waste, there's no additional benefit for me. I'm just trying to transport it to the next place. So since there's no shevach in that place, I'm not trying to make a gain. There is no knas in that case. That's why we don't say kol kodem zacha by the gala. And that's why we say that there is an iser gezel by taking my gala away. That's the difference between gala versus the zevel, where the tivno v'kasha, where I am trying to create shevach from the tivno v'kasha. Ask the Gemara now, Ibailhu, the Divei Omer Kanto Gufon Mishum Shvachim. The opinion that holds that they did penalize me on the actual item as the outgrowth of the Shevach, La'alter Kantinon, Olechi Maisha Shvacha Kantinon. When does the Knas kick in? Does it kick in the moment I put out the Tevin and the Kash right there, even though nothing has been produced? Or only once it's produced some level of manure, then I'm allowed to take everything all together. When does it's a knas kick in, the penalty kick in? So Gemara brings a raya, Tashma, midikairin and galal, what's the answer there? What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi around eight narrow lines down. Midika irin and galal alea derav mechlal diyu savar l'alter katinan. Di lebasar da'isi shvacha mai rumya de galal halav shvach begal. The fact that they asked the question, now even though we answered the question, from the very fact they asked the question from Galo, there is never Shvach by Galo. It already has the maximum manure that it will become. So from that fact they asked the question tells us that the assumption is that there's a Knas right away, even before Shvach kicks in. That's the answer. To which the Gemara answers, wait a second. The Tizra, does this really make sense? Ki Irinan Galo Mekamer Delishnei Rav Nachman. That's only before they answered the question. But now Labasa Deshani, Rav Nachman, after he gave his answer, Mikla Mirma Galal Klal, can you ask a question? Meaning it's not a riot anymore. That was a good, as part of the Havamina. But now that we're saying that there's no Knas by Galal, you don't have a model to use. So the question goes back to square one. Does a Knas kick in the moment you leave it out? Or does it only kick in once it starts producing some of the Shevach? Marnau says, Lema Ketanai, maybe this is really Machlokas tonight, this idea of Knas of Shvach, Atu the Gufan, Atu Shifcha. What's the Machlokas? Mara quotes a brisa here, shtar shekasa ba ribis. I write a shtar, I include the ribis on the shtar. I'm giving a loan, pay back some interest. So kontin osov, eino gova lo, esa karen velo, esa ribis, divi Rebbe Meir. I make a knas, and the knas is, me being the banker, the malva, I cannot collect the initial amount loan, nor can I collect any interest. That's according to Rebbe Meir. Hacham omrim, gova esa karen, let me at least get my money back, the initial loan, avalo esa ribis, but I won't collect the actual ribis. So what's the machlokas? Lema damar krevi meir. That we're even going to penalize the guf hadavar, even the actual loan. So we are being kanas gufan atu shevach. And ziri damar krabanan. That we only are kanas the ribis, the shvach, but we're not konis the actual gufa alone. So the Gemara says, Amr lecharav, ano damri afila rabanan. I hold even like the rabanan. Ad kan lo kami rabanan hasam elo karen behetera. Rabanan permit you to collect the loan because I'm permitted to loan money. So that loan itself was a heter. The ribis is viewed as something independent. So the heter, the loan itself, is beheter. That's permitted. Aval hacha karen gufa kamazik. But here, the actual tevin, actual karen, is mazik people. So therefore, the knas even applies to the gufa davar in this case. And Ziri says the opposite. Ziri amar lecha ana damri afila the Rebbe Meir. I even hold in the world of Rebbe Meir. Ad kan lo kama Rebbe Meir hasam el demeshatz chesiva davdilei shuma. Rebbe Meir holds, when it comes to ribis, I can't not even collect the karen. Because the moment I wrote it down, the entire item becomes one unit. The ribis and karen go hand in hand. So the iser applies altogether. I have to penalize the entire unit of al-hacha when it comes to this case of the galal versus rabim. Mi yemar demasik. It's not necessarily an iser.
Nothing happened.
Who knows? Something may never happen.
Right.
So therefore, the kanas doesn't necessarily kick in on the gufa davar. Gemara says, no, maybe it's a different machlokas tonight. Lema Kani tonight. Maybe it's like the following machlokas tonight. Amotzi tivno v'kasher l'shus rabim l'zvalim. A guy takes out all his extra hay and straw to make it into manure. V'huzak behen acher. Someone else gets damaged. Chay b'nizka. I need to pay the nezek. V'cholakodem behen zacha v'asur mishum gezel. Anybody who wants can take it. And there's an iser of gezel. And Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer kol makalklin b'shus rabim v'zeko chayim l'shalim. He also holds all the different damages a chayiv. And if any nezek I cause, v'chalakodem hem zacha umutar mishum gezel. and you could get it, and there's a there is a heter of gezel.
That's not clear. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The moment you put it outside, before we say it's possible, your intentions. Here we're saying it seems to be, even though your intentions is to make it into more zevel, it doesn't make it anyhow.
Could not correct the kol kol mzache is because of a knas mikadin. There's no right to, it's mine.
Right, in other words,
I own it.
But there's no violence over it when it's outside in Rosh Hashanah.
No, it is. It's like leaving my bike in Rosh Hashanah. Right. It's my bike.
Right, but bike is a bike. Here's zevel.
Exactly. So by zevel, since I'm trying to buy a bike, okay, if it causes damage, I'm chayev. But there's no knas. I shouldn't have left it there. But by zevel, I dafka put it there for people to walk on it and create zevel.
Right.
So now that I'm putting people at risk. So they're going to penalize me for any shrevach and perhaps over.
If the person takes it,
he's allowed to. That was part of the knas. Knas is that they could take it, the shrevach and perhaps over.
It's all part of the same.
So the Gemara says, wait a second, before we explain this machlokas, ha-gufakasha. This is an internal stira. Because Amr is called mazacha, but the kamar asur mishim gezel. Which one is it? Could you get it or could you not get it? Ella, lav hachi kamar, do not read the Mishnah as follows. The chol ha-kodem bem zacha b'shvachan, your zocha in the shevach, v'asur mishim gezel agufan. But there's an iser gezel on the actual items. The Asr Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Lameimar afilu gufanami kol kodem behem mezacha. He holds that even the guf itself is kol kodem mezacha and it's mutter begezel. So we see that's a machlokas tonight whether the gezer or the kanas applies even to the guf. Amar says no. The zehiri in the world of zehiri who holds that the kanas applies only to the shevach vaday tanahi. It's certainly machlokas tonight. That's the guf of machlokas whether it applies to the guf or not. And Ziri Paskins like the Tanakama that it does not apply to the Guf. But the Rav, Milema Tanahi, Rav who held above, that applies both to the Knas, to the Guf as well. He's working within Rav. Can you say this is a Machlokas Tanahi? Is Rashbag going to argue on that point? So Amalacha Rav, Dechuli Amma, Kanta Gufa Mishim Shvachan. Everyone agrees that the Knas, the penalty, applies even to the Guf Adavar. Bahalcha, Bahalacha, Vein Morin Kain Kamathilgi. They're arguing about whether or not this is something that should be more and should be taught to others. This is the halacha, but do you have to encourage people to follow this way? Zietamar, Rav Hun Amar Rav Halacha Vein Morinkein. The halacha is that you are allowed to mikadin didn't take the guy's goof. We don't advertise. Those who know, know. Those who don't know, we don't tell them. We mean we want the person to be aware, the owner, to be aware that he's being penalized to as a deterrent. The Maisa, we don't really want him to lose so much either. But that's supposed to be a deterrent. He should be aware of such a halacha, but we don't want to be morin that people are actually going to take away the zevel. Rav Ada bar Ava amar halacha morin kein. No, he argues that you're supposed to encourage people to take it, enforce the knas. And is that really true? Didn't Rav Huna himself say, afkir choshli? He was mafkir, Rashi explains the last Rashi in the Amud here, afli choshli, sorin klupin, sheshetach ish echa bershis rabim, kdei shisvai yavshu. They would put in barley kernels, and this way a person would, in order that it should dry up. And Hefkirin Rav Huna v'horesh ha'kodem hemzachi. He said, you can't do that. You're putting people at risk to use Rosh Hashanah. There's no shade there, so it's very sunny. Things are going to dry up. But you're putting people at risk. He's mafkirt. So he was halacha and morinkin. He actually enforced such a hefker. People call it kodem zacha. Rav Ada bar Ava afkir sili kusta. He would be mafkir. In this case, Rashi says psuli tsuri tamarim shasu mem shechar. Parts of a hops that was used from dates making beer. So bishma Rav Ada bar Ava kishmai. So I understand why Rav Ada didn't force such a hefker because he holds that halacha umarin kain. Ela Rav Huna lemahader bay. So maybe he was choser. He retracted. So Gemara says hanu mutarn havu. Rashi explains. Musun havu, not musun. They were warned. They were already warned. He doesn't say. Normally, Rav Huna says halacha ain't morn kain. He warned the guy. Come on, stop leaving your barley out there. He warned him again and again. He didn't listen. So then he had enough. Now he said, I'm going to encourage and enforce such a cold kodem zacha. Okay, shkoyach. We'll stop here.